a lot of nicer, newer cars, a lot of really, really nice cars that kids don't, like, deserve, but there, you know, there's a few, like, 3 Series BMWs, stuff like that, nicer, you know, type of SUV Lexuses in the parking lot, but a lot of nice, like, newer kind of Toyota Camrys and cars of that nature, like Volvos and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. And speaking of Roswell High School, how would you describe Roswell High School? Someone's like, what's it like there?
It's nice. I liked it. I had a good time. I liked all my teachers. They're friendly. I think it's like your typical high school. You have those few snotty kids, and then everyone pretends to like them, and then you have pretty much like that scene in Mean Girls where, you know, you have the band kids or the popular jocks, and then, you know, the people who are just normal and stuff like that. But as far as, like, if you're going to look at it from, like, diversity, there's not a whole lot of diversity. I would say the majority of people are white, and then everyone else just kind of falls into a category of, like, maybe 10 or 15%.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember having a minority to majority program at Roswell High School?
I don't remember, but I know we have an ESOL program, if that's what you're asking.
Just
for kids learning, trying to learn English, and there were clubs for other, you know, minorities. Like, you know, I think we had, like, Jewish club, and I think we even had, like, a multicultural diversity club. I think that's what it was called, or something like that. But I can't really recall. They tried to be friendly, but it's biased because everyone's the same, goes to Roswell.
Right. I had spoken with other people, and they talked about students being bused in from College Park to Roswell High School. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, I was. That was the majority of where our diversity came from.
I mean, how was that? Did they mix well, the College Park students and the Roswell students, or were there problems? Or?
There were never problems, but it's sad, but people don't, you know, talk to people who aren't like them. So every, you know, black kid that came in from College Park, you know, in the cafeteria would sit with, you know, each other, and then all the other, you know, white Roswell kids would just sit with one another, and it's not like there was any tension, but it was just no one ever went out of their way to be like, hey, you know, my name's so-and-so, nice to meet you, would you like to eat lunch with us? And it was never really like that. It was just kind of very divided.
And earlier you were talking about FCA and Student Venture. What were the other big organizations that had a lot of members or were really active in the school community?
Beta Club and National Honor Society. Those are basically just everyone joins them. Whoever can join them joins them, so they can put something on their college application. And you do service projects, but I really can't think of anything that I ever signed up for that was, like, worth my time. Those were, like, the two bigger ones. Yeah.
How involved would you say the average Roswell High School kid was in extracurricular activities?
I would say pretty involved. Everyone at least had one thing that they did. A lot of kids were into sports. You know, it's kind of a status thing, like, oh, what do? You know, well, you don't have a job, so I play soccer, something like that. But a lot of kids joined at least a few clubs just